Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We want to do Does That Make Me Crazy? Kid Nation, please give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
These are the things you have always done. You thought they're normal to you. And then somebody called you out on it.
Okay.
And said, nah, man, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's why you give us a call. We'll let you know for sure if you're crazy or not. Jenna, you have one, right?
I do, but now I'm ashamed because I've already been judged by Trey.
You have?
Because I asked him to pull a song for me. Do you ever hear a song that you haven't heard in a long time, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot how much I love that song.
Uh-huh.
So this Elvis song I have been listening to. Literally on repeat for an entire week.
Why?
Falling in love.
I love that song.
I love it.
Are you in a lovey mood right now?
No.
Jerry Springer sings this song, when he comes to my bar every year.
I love this song. I don't know. I mean, I listened to it on repeat and cleaned my entire house for hours. I don't know. I love it. It was in The Conjuring, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's why you
and
just
watched
it.
I heard it in the movie, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I love that song. And I literally have it on its own playlist. I'm just listening to this song. It makes me like, I want this to be like my song with someone. I want this song
at a
wedding that I never even wanted a wedding. Yeah, I love this song.
You and Wheezy's song. You and your dog Wheezy.
Yeah.
I do sing it to her at home.
You know, Elvis song I used to sing all the time when I was a kid?
What?
In the ghetto. Remember that song?
Really?
I don't know why I love that song.
Does that make me crazy for listening to a song nonstop for a week?
It just makes you want to get in a relationship.
Yeah.
It makes you thirsty.
You're yearning for love.
That makes me thirsty for listening to an Elvis Hawaii-sounding love song.
You want some love.
I love that song.
While we wait for some calls, Big Al, a lot of members of Kid Nation are asking to revoke your black card.
It's been revoked years ago, but anyway, why?
Because we're not knowing Nia Long.
Nia Long and Gary O'Union.
Especially when Headcrack on Destination just gave me my black card.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
And Gary gave me my black card.
There you go, Al.
I don't have a black card.
No, you don't have a black card, Kelly. And mine is in serious
Jeopardy,
right?
Yeah. Nia Long was in Boys in the Hood and in Friday.
She was in Friday. I was thinking about Regina King.
Sure.
Don't make it worse.
I just got all my sisters.
You're already in a hole. Yeah,
I got all my sisters mixed up there for a minute.
Also, speaking of Big Al, Mac, don't forget, in 48 hours, from some producers who worked at Comedy Central but got fired for not doing a good job, we bring you Big Al's Dr. Comedy special.
Oh, boy.
In 48 hours.
This is going to be a 90-second special of me telling medical jokes.
Yeah. Does that make us crazy?
I don't think it makes it special. Nothing special about 90 seconds.
Oh, I can make 90 seconds special. I can.
I can't wait to hear your doctor jokes, Al.
Oh, boy.
You've had 4 years of leading up to this.
Yeah, I have.
From dating a doctor. I'm sure you have plenty of experience.
Doctor girlfriend.
Sure.
Maybe crazy, too, for me, you guys. Last night, I truthfully, you know, when Michael Jackson passed away, how we did a tribute. I started writing out the songs that I want to use for Lil Wayne's. So I will be in charge of putting it together for the show.
Oh God! You guys are gonna know his music.
Well, you're gonna have to learn some of it. You guys made me sing Michael Jackson. I was terrible.
Everybody knows Michael Jackson.
Jenna once made me go. We were at Al's bar and we sang karaoke, and she goes, "I'm gonna do Lil Wayne. Come up here and be my hype man." Jenna sang two sentences and then walked off the stage and left me.
Huh?
Because she's like, I wasn't ready for that song. Then she left me up there, and I didn't really know the song.
Because you threw on a Millie, and that's not the one I requested.
So she left me up there.
I wasn't ready to do a Millie.
A Millie. All right, let's go to the phone lines.
Let's do it.
We're doing Does That Make Me Crazy? Again, our phone number, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Give us a call.
Yeah, and we'll kick it off here with... I got potted up. Eli, or Ellie, I mean. Hi, Ellie.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey.
It's going great. Go ahead.
All right, so I work all day in a truck, so I listen to the radio all day.
Uh-huh.
I'm always listening to commercials, and whenever radio commercials come on for like a car dealership or a mattress sale or something, I like to be the hype man for them.
How so?
Okay, you got to show us.
Okay, so like a bit, like let's say there's a big car sale, and I live down here in Tampa, and there's this guy that his nickname is Mr. Huge. So he's a lot of fun to do it with because he gets really excited.
Yes,
yeah. Mr. Huge.
So, I just, you know, I like if I'm talking to people I just say, come on, guys, you heard the guy. There's a huge sale. You got to get down here. We don't care how you get here. Come on. Or a mattress sale, you know, the best mattress you've ever had in your life. Greatest night of sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of talking to myself.
No, you're interacting.
Al, we could use him on some
We may give you a call on some of our spots. I've got to hear a Mr. Huge car commercial.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated now.
I might get Ellie to call up and be on my commercials, hyping it up like that.
Hey, it's Mr. Hughes. That's pretty bold.
Ellie, crazy. Do you have a radio name for yourself, Ellie?
I don't. Well, thanks for that, Jenna. I need to get one now.
No, I mean, you don't have to. I don't have one, but I was just thinking there's Mr. Huge, if you had something.
Mr. Hype?
Know. Yeah. Well,
yeah, I could be Mr. Hype, I guess.
You think about it, and then he'll use you for some commercials.
Mr. Huge sells Kias, apparently.
Please keep on calling, Ellie, because we like you. And I think we might use you in some commercials. We need some hype.
Yeah.
We need some hype.
Absolutely.
Especially 60-second ones, you know? I've been pulling it in for you. Thanks, Ellie.
Make that commercial come to life.
Uh-huh. Jenna, let's see if you think this is crazy, because I know you're a big fan of this. This is from Joey on the text. Yes, you can text the show. Same phone number. Every Friday, I buy a big bag of hot Cheetos.
Shout out.
Once I get home, I open the bag, and I let them sit overnight, so they stale up, and then I eat them.
Ooh.
Does that make me crazy?
She likes a little staleness. Huh. That's okay.
I don't like the staleness. I like the freshness.
You like the crunchiness.
I will eat them stale the following day, but...
I'm not going to call that crazy. It's weird, though, but I'm not going to call that crazy.
It's quirky.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's crazy.
Yeah.
You're getting there. You're getting there.
We'd be a good team, you know, because I could eat some and then hand them over. He could let them sit all night. Is that a guy?
Yeah, it was a guy.
Well, we'd be a good couple.
That'd be your boyfriend, maybe.
There you go.
You could do the Elvis song together.
Okay, we got to ask him if he likes I Can't Help Falling in Love. A lot of people are actually texting, having my back on that, which is cool.
It's a great song.
Apparently, 21 Pilots has a cover or something. Everyone's telling me to look up all these different covers of that song.
Huh.
I like
the Elvis. I like the Hawaii Elvis one.
I'm digging that new 21 Pilots song, or the one that's on the radio right now. It's probably not that super new, but...
Ride.
Ride, yeah. From Eric on the text, I've created a playlist for my own funeral for when I die. Oh, by the way, guys, I'm in super great health.
Great idea.
Does that make me crazy?
No, a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Girls create wedding playlists and the things they want at their wedding, so.
Yeah. We all gonna go that way.
You probably wouldn't be wanting to bring kids to mine because I would have a lot of Eminem songs in mine.
Explicit.
You're not going to have that at your funeral.
He's a big part of my life, Kelly.
He is.
He's a big part of my life.
Whatever you want. I mean, it's probably better if... would you have like a chorus sing it?
Yeah. A church choir.
Yes.
Yeah. Sing some Eminem.
The organ. Yeah.
Imagine a church choir singing Stan.
Yeah, imagine
that. That's a good one.
It's a good one.
I'd go to that show, funeral.
Thanks, Jenna. We're going to sell it. We're going to sell tickets to it.
You're going to have like a guy, a hype man? Yeah. Throw your hands in the air.
I got my dude, Ellie. Wait. Ellie's coming in to hype it up.
Everybody get up. Everybody get up.
All right. let's go with Logan here on the phone lines. Hi, Logan.
Hey, you guys. What's up? I can't believe I'm talking to you.
Oh, welcome, man. Let's do a little Does That Make Me Crazy with you.
All right. Let me set it up for you. So, you know those, like, napkins at restaurants and stuff that are, like, really thin and just cheap napkins?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of them.
Okay, so, like, when something spills... And somebody tries to clean it up, and it starts to rip, I lose it. I gag. I have to, like, get up from the table. Like, I cannot handle it at all. I have a strong stomach any other time, but when that happens, holy cow, I have to just leave.
Like soggy, torn napkins make you gag.
Yeah, just make me gag. And I don't know, I have no idea why, but for some reason, especially, like, if it's orange juice in the morning time...
And
all my family and stuff makes fun of me for it and everything.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
I think so, dude.
Yeah. Welcome to the crazy club, Logan.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be here.
All right, buddy. You keep on gagging at those napkins, buddy. All right, man.
Stay
have a great
crazy.
Day. Yeah, stay crazy for us. We like you that way. Brianne, I don't know if you're crazy or you're just a genius. It might be both. Let's see what you got.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody. I was calling to ask you if this makes me crazy. Anytime I'm out shopping, more specifically places like gas stations or at the ATM where it asks me if I want a receipt, I have like a mini panic attack and ask myself, it's like, if I click no and I need to prove later that I was here and I don't have the receipt, I'm going to wish that I had the receipt. So let me click yes. Like, I go through that process every time I'm offered a receipt.
Yeah, a little panic attack.
You want it for an alibi. Man.
I mean, it makes me sound like I have a guilty conscience, and I don't have a guilty conscience.
You know what? Even if you don't actually get a printed receipt, they can check your credit card or your debit card statement if you need an alibi.
That's not helping.
This is what makes me think I really am crazy, because sometimes I'll even go as far as to tell myself that. It's like, oh, I've got it on my bank statement. But then what do I do if I'm paying with cash?
You're right. You're right. You need that receipt.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and accept it. Just always get the receipt.
Oh, my God. I probably keep it in my possession after I get it for, like, maybe 90 seconds, and then it's gone. But it's just, like, that anxiety. If I don't get it, it's weird.
Yeah, I think you're just smart, you know. You know, you're never gonna end up going to prison for wrongdoing. For something you didn't do, I mean. So you're good.
Okay, so the verdict is I'm not crazy.
Keep doing what you're doing.
I personally believe you're not.
Not crazy.
You're good. You're good.
Not crazy. Sorry.
You could hear the sadness in people's voices.
People want to be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody wants to. Now, this one, I think, will be a crazy. That's my opinion. Bailey.
Yes.
You have a 2-year-old?
I do.
Okay. Go ahead.
So whenever he was first born, I used to lick the back of his hair. Like, whenever he would be sleeping in my arms, he would be all snuggly and so cute. And so I would, like, lick the back of his hair like a cat. And
for styling purposes?
Does that make me crazy? No, just because it was so soft and so cute. And, like, I wanted to show him that I loved him so much, so I would lick the back of his hair.
You know how I feel about licking babies.
It makes you a puppy.
Kelly wants to lick babies.
I'm completely okay with licking babies.
I think it's crazy.
Babies are so sweet, you just want to lick them.
Yes, and he actually laid down with me the other day, like the first time in forever, because he's crazy 2-year-old.
Yeah.
And so I was rubbing my head, and I was like, oh my God, I want to lick you. But he like talks now, and I don't want him to go to school and be like, my mom licked me.
Oh, man.
Oh, that'd be great if he did.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's pretty crazy, but it's cute crazy. It's good mommy crazy.
Yeah, it's mommy crazy.
Yeah.
So
not you. I feel like moms do way crazier stuff.
Yeah.
Welcome to
crazy with a small c. Lowercase c.
A little crazy. Okay. I'm all right with a little crazy.
Yeah.
A little crazy.
All right, Bailey. Good job on that. Licking babies. Did you lick Emma Kelly? You did, didn't
I don't
you?
Recall
I think you licked
her
face, you said one time.
I might have. You kind of nibble on them, so it's like, nom, 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 nom. So maybe some tongue was involved. I don't know if my daughter wants to hear that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you try putting their whole foot in your mouth just to see if you can.
Mm.
You try. Uh-huh. You just want to nibble on them. They're so delicious.
Weren't you getting the urge to lick kids in the nursery at church one time?
I did lick a kid in the nursery.
That's like a total stranger?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We were preteens, or when you get this, you become obsessed with babies.
Yeah.
And so whenever the preacher would say the final amen and dismiss us, all the little preteen girls would run down to the nursery. So when the moms picked up the babies, they let us hold them. And I was so excited. This woman let me hold her baby. I was just overcome with so much joy and love. I licked her baby. And then I looked at her in horror because I just couldn't believe I did that. But I was just...
You didn't know. You're emotional.
You were so emotional and loved this baby so much. You just licked her.
I don't want you slobbering all over my baby.
My baby. I don't want you...
I licked the baby.
Oh, did you see that brush you could put on your tongue so you could lick your cat?
Oh, that's gross.
I don't... Why?
Okay, that's
why are you even
you
on
haven't
the site
seen that?
That you came across something like
and
that?
Why would I want to lick my cat?
Yeah, they have a thing. You put
because
it
if you have a cat, you probably want to lick it.
Well, that's crazy people. I've seen somebody on TV before that licks her cat. Remember?
Yeah.
That's a crazy person.
Like, did you get a hairball?
My strange, crazy obsession.
At least this way you don't get it on your actual skin, on the tongue.
Hairball.
It's a brush.
You're putting a brush on your tongue?
To lick the cat. Because it gives you... It makes it feel like a cat tongue, I guess.
One of the grossest things I've ever heard.
We should try that.
A cat tongue is...
No, that's vile.
Coarse? A cat tongue is...
Yeah,
it's
coarse.
It's sandpapery, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've never been licked by a cat?
I can't say that I have.
Oh, it's like a little sandpaper tongue.
It tickles. It tickles.
It's not wet at all.
I prefer a dog lick than a cat lick, though.
I prefer a human lick, just
why?
Me.
My daughter can't understand that. She says, why is it okay for animals to lick you, but it's not okay for a human? Because my daughter gets where she wants to lick me, you know, just messing with me. I'm like, ew, get away.
Yeah.
She goes, well, you let George lick you. I'm like, I don't know, it's different.
Say dogs don't know better or something.
It's different than when a dog, it doesn't gross me out, but when a person licks me, I'm like, ew.
Yeah.
Well, in certain circumstances.
I walked in on my son and daughter like licking each other's faces the other day, too. That was weird. I don't know if that just happens.
All right, it's lick talk.
Setting examples.
I don't know where they got that from. Hey, Sarah, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are y'all?
Good, baby.
We're doing great.
We are crazy.
What you got?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know if it's as crazy as licking your cat or not, but so I'm 26 years old, but I've had this like stuffed pink baby doll in this like silky blanket thing since I was born, and I sleep with them every single night. And I've always slept with them every night since I was born, never been apart. And even when I go out to bars, I have to bring them with me. And even if I'm going to have, like, a one-night stand, I have to bring them with me. Like, I will bring a big purse with me if I know there's a chance I might not end up back at my own place. I have to bring a big purse with me. And they're, like, tucked in there, you know, under my, you know, little overnight bag with my makeup remover and contact lens, case and everything. And I just kind of hide them underneath that stuff.
Yeah, you keep it hidden, right? As a guy ever discovered your blankie.
Yeah. Once, and it have was you ever very had a, awkward.
Did you have a second night with him?
No, we did not.
What's your doll's name?
I just call her Pink Baby. I was not very clever at the time.
Okay.
I was, newborn. But does that make me crazy?
Yep.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, ma'am. In fact, Hall of Famer.
I love your candor.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that you just, like, threw it out there.
Yeah, yeah, you crazy. You crazy.
I love that.
Oh, yeah, you crazy. You like, bat poop crazy.
I mean, she's been with me everywhere, though, because my dad's in the Army, so I've been, like, overseas and everything, so she's quite the world traveler, too.
Yeah,
she's been to Israel, and Pink Baby and 90. She's been to they've been to Germany with me. Like, they've been everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what? You're awesome.
You're international.
You're Hall of Fame crazy, but you're awesome, Sarah. All right.
Let's get her number.
You want to get her number?
Yeah, let's get her number.
Why? Because Dr. Girlfriend's moving?
No, it's, you know.
What are you number for?
Keep in touch with her.
Why?
Guys love crazy girls.
They do. Why you want her phone number, Al?
Just call her once in a while. She made me laugh.
Sarah, we don't know why, but Al wants your phone number.
I don't personally.
You think she does other crazy things,
but
what?
Just every once in a while, we just want to call her.
Okay.
Check on the crazy.
Hey, right. Some guys are actually okay with it. Some of my, actual relationship guys, they totally understand. They're okay with it because... my hotness and my personality totally make up for my crazy flaws.
Yeah.
Oh, yes! All right. Will you send us a picture of you with your baby and blanket?
Please.
Now everyone, you've advertised it. Now everyone wants to see what you look like.
Your hotness.
I don't have one of me with it. And I'm going into work.
Oh, you're going to work? Can you send it later?
Yes. I'll text
y'all
one tomorrow.
Okay, that's great.
Or remember, Al, you did that one thing. Are you the hot one in the group? And
yeah.
Maybe Al could pick you out in the group, Sarah.
Well, it'll just be me and my pink baby.
Okay,
and
that's fine.
That's
my
fine.
90. I'll see if you can identify which is the real person.
In your 90.
Okay.
All right, hold on. We'll get your phone number for Big Al because he's giving me the please get it sign.
I'm just saying, but for the show.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on, Sarah. We want your phone number. Or I mean,
Al.
Hi.
I love people just willing to share with us.
Yeah, right.
You know, everything.
She sounds like a cool girl.
Yeah.
Wow. Even when she goes on the little one night.
Oh, she's great.
Put it out there.
God.
Oh, man. We got love letters to Kelly at this time tomorrow morning. Oh. And we have your shot at winning up to $1,000.
Wow.
Coming up shortly. I want to do the math right now. What is that? 25 minutes away?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
We'll play quick and easy cash in about 25 minutes.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Does that make me crazy?
Yeah, we did.
And Kelly told us the story again of licking babies. And Courtney wrote us and said, because Kid Nation, you can write us whenever you want. Same
you can
phone
text
number.
Text us, yeah. 800-543-3548.
Listening to Kelly's story about licking a baby as a preteen makes me cry every time.
I'm telling you, I was just so overcome with love and joy. I couldn't help myself. There was actually a psychological study done on this. I don't remember if Jenna's the one that brought it up because she read it in one of those Smart People magazines.
I did. Yeah, it's
that
when you're...
your brain compensates, right?
Yeah, yeah. So in a situation like at funerals, why sometimes people will burst into fits of laughter, it's because it is literally too much emotion for your brain to process.
And it just...
And same in that situation. She was so overcome with joy, yeah, whoa, that sometimes you'll like bite or squeeze or just do weird things.
I remember my stepson once, he was loving me so much. He was in my face and I was, we were just playing and stuff. He was loving me and I was, he hauled off and punched me in the face. But it was, he even was shocked by that because he you don't understand. He was like, you could just see, he was like, we were having so much fun laughing and stuff. He went, bam.
Did you hit him back?
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course
no,
you did.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Kelly's undefeated. That was a first round knockout.
By the way, my stepson,
yeah,
22 yesterday.
Happy birthday,
Weston.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Weston. Yeah.
22.
Forgot his name.
Yeah. I've only met him like three times.
But it makes sense. Your body is so your body tries to balance out. Uh-huh. You're having too much fun, so you have to create.
I guess it does make sense.
An opposite.
Yeah,
emotion.
Balance.
I
don't know. Just like when you're so happy you cry. Yeah,
I feel you. Mm-hmm. I feel you.
So anyway, I don't apologize for licking that baby. Whoever you are, I don't remember now. It's
been, whoever you were.
Well, who knows? Forever.
Big congratulations to your team, Jenna, the Cavs, for winning Game 5.
What a road victory for the Cleveland Cavaliers as the NBA Finals will return to Cleveland on Thursday night. Final score here from Oracle Arena, the Cavaliers 112. And the Warriors, 97.
Well, I tell you what, I love that sportscaster announcer voice, you guys. Having a good time over here.
Man.
No one thought this, right?
No, well, after one of their players, Green, got suspended for Golden State.
Draymond Green, yeah.
Everybody felt like the NBA was doing it just so that they could keep the money rolling.
Yeah, it's a huge difference if they got swept in 4-7, right?
So now it's 3.
Makes it hard to believe that it's all real.
Well, it wouldn't have been a sweep.
So
it would have just been, they would have just won one game. Hey, but it's 3-2 now. They can tie it up and actually go to a game 7, go back to Golden State.
So much money involved in each one of these finals games. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Our buddy Andy Grammer sang the national anthem.
Oh,
did you hear
cool.
that? See how he sounded?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming in the rocket's red glare.
There you go, Andy.
All right, there's some fire in there.
Yeah. Singing a cappella has got to be tough. We got Caroline Craddock in studio, who is a singer herself.
She is a singer.
I have turned down singing that song so many times. I won't do it.
Because it's scary?
You can't.
Too hard. You have the type of voice that I think that you could really pull it off.
I don't think so. I don't know.
It's just hard because there's no music behind it or just hard notes.
And... Yeah, and I forget the words to everything, and you forget the words to that song, and you die.
Did you sing at a wedding this weekend, Caroline?
I did. Cool. I sang at my very best friend and the whole life, Bailey's. I've known her since we met the first day of high school, her sister.
Aw.
Yeah. And honestly, it was like with all the stuff going on in the world right now, it's very sad. But I fell in love with my best friend again. Like, it was so sweet. She was her sister's maid of honor, obviously. And she just was so beautiful. She gave the most beautiful, poignant maid of honor speech. Mm-hmm. Like, we've been friends for 12 years, and I saw her in a totally different light. Like, it was so sweet.
Like, she was all grown up.
Yeah, like, she's so beautiful, and she's a ADA. She's a prosecutor.
Oh,
but,
what?
Like, she gave her maid of honor speech. Like, she could have been a stand-up comedian. Like, I was like, why is she best friends with me? I don't deserve her at all. It was
right.
Just,
you know, it was
and
very
what did you
sweet.
Sing?
I sang the prayer, Celine Dion.
Okay. Did you sing what? It in Italian or just the...
No, English? We cut that part because I don't speak Italian.
I had that song at my wedding.
I know,
I
remember that.
Italian.
How's it go?
Yeah.
How's it?
I pray you'll be your light.
Okay.
Lo solo meno do, whatever the Italian
And then she goes
is.
Into Italian
know.
Too?
Well, she did it with Andrea Bocelli, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sole mio.
And then I had Come What May from
Moulin Rouge.
That was beautiful,
it's
too.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
What's my wedding song?
Your first dance? You remember?
Here we go.
From the window to the wall.
I think it was some old Luther.
You don't remember your first dance?
No, I'm talking about the music during the wedding. I think it was like you're hearing now. Luther Vandross.
I promise to love faithfully.
Oof.
Yeah, that's it.
Promise to love faithfully.
Oops.
Whoopsie daisy, Al.
My bad.
Missed that one.
My bad.
We have Caroline Craddock in studio because, as always, we bring her in for the Bachelor recap. But unfortunately, The Bachelor was not on TV last night. Yeah. Here's Kimmel talking about it.
Normally on Monday nights, we have The Bachelorette here on ABC, but not tonight. Tonight, fans of The Bachelorette will be shocked when they turn their TVs on and see more than one African-American man on it.
Very funny.
Finals are a little bit like The Bachelorette. It's a bunch of muscular guys shoving each other on TV so they can get a ring.
I don't know if this happened to you yesterday, Caroline, but I was in the living room watching the Mexico soccer match because I was flipping back and forth between that and the basketball game.
So manly.
And then I hear, thanks. And then I hear my wife in the bedroom go, "What the hell? Why is there basketball on? Where's the Bachelorette?"
And that's why they were back to back Bachelorettes last week.
Exactly. I had to explain to her. Did you do that yesterday or did
you know? Yeah, the wedding was in Austin, so I made sure, because I was supposed to stay till Monday, I came back early to make sure I could have my time to get my dinner ready for my girlfriends, because I cook dinner. And I got home and I was like, oh.
Did anyone put it together or did you have a dinner party?
No, I didn't have a dinner party, thank God. But my friends texted me, they were like, "Remember, there's no Bachelorette because you watched it for 4 hours last week."
Right. So with The Bachelorette not being on TV last night.
What do you do?
You had 2 hours of just, what?
Whatever.
I literally did a face mask. I read a book.
Oh, what are you reading?
The Encyclopedia. It's this new book.
You're not reading the Encyclopedia.
Did you really?
I didn't read the Encyclopedia, no.
She didn't read. She was just trying to make herself sound smart.
Yeah.
I sat on my phone all night. Is that what you did?
No. Yeah, Snapchat.
It could have been productive, right? It's probably 2 hours that were usually not super productive because The Bachelorette's on.
Right.
Well, I wanted to watch Unreal. Do you know what that show is?
It's on Lifetime, right?
Yes.
It's the fake Bachelorette.
Isn't this the third season of
it's
that?
It's the second season. And
everybody keeps telling me to watch
what
it.
What is it?
It's addictive. So it's basically behind the scenes of The Bachelor, but they're not calling it The Bachelor. It's called
The Real. Something else.
But it's the actual suitor.
No.
It's
actors.
A show about.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
they can manipulate people to say whatever they want them to say.
Gotcha,
confessionals.
Gotcha.
Okay.
It's pretty eye opening. I mean, these producers, I don't know how true it is, you know, but the producers on the fake show are pretty ruthless.
Yeah, and I'd say it's pretty accurate.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. So I was going to watch that, but I was like, I'm just going to do a Bachelor detox. I'm not going to do Bachelor. I'm not going to do Unreal. I'm not going to do anything.
You didn't read either.
So you did a face mask.
I did a face mask. No, I didn't read. Kelly, you know.
I love that. I read a book. No, you didn't.
What'd you read? Encyclopedia?
Dictionary?
It's like those people that say, I listen to NPR.
No, you don't.
I read the Bible.
No, you didn't.
Don't lie to me.
The Bachelorette is a great show, though. I don't care what anybody says. It's a great show.
I wouldn't call it great.
It's a great show.
It's highly entertaining.
It's entertaining.
In fact, the YouTube channel Awesomeness TV explained why The Bachelorette is so great.
There are a few things you need to do in life. 1, breathe. 2, rest. 3, drink water. And 4, watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette. Honestly, both. Bachelor in Paradise, phenomenal. The whole Bachelor franchise is probably the best thing that's ever happened to me in my entire life. The drama. I live for other people's drama. Do I want drama in my own life? No. But do I still want to participate in drama? Yes. Does it directly affect me? No. Can they hear me when I'm yelling at the TV? No. Am I still going to? Yes. These girls and guys are just putting themselves out there, and like, what is better comedy than seeing people in their rawest emotional form, and they're doing it for love. A lot of people think that they're rocket scientists when they discover that The Bachelor is stupid. We know. That's why we watch it. Once you accept that The Bachelor is a guilty pleasure of really weird, dumb reality TV, and you just enjoy it for what it is, you're gonna love it. And you get to fall in love with The Bachelor, who you're probably never gonna meet. So just add it to the list of men that you wanna marry that you don't know. That's the way to live. Have really high expectations, get really emotionally invested into things that you have nothing to do with, and you will thrive.
Like, I love her.
Yeah, that's real.
Has very good outlook
on The Bachelor. Because I used to say I hated this show, and I think like 3 years ago, I finally was like, I keep watching it.
Right.
But I say I hate it. No, I don't hate it. I enjoy it thoroughly.
We like stupid movies. Well, yeah. some stupid movies you like more than others. But, yeah, it's a stupid show. But, yeah, I still dig it. I'm not going to call it great. But it's entertaining, just like Kelly said.
Would you ever go on that show, Caroline? Seeing like how ridiculous people look on it, would you go on it?
I mean, there was a point where I wanted to be on with a certain contestant, and I ran that past my parents, and that didn't fly. So my dad hated reality TV like that. Well, for me, you know.
Right, for you.
Yeah, because I had an opportunity to be on a Dallas show a while ago that didn't end up airing. And he was like, I'll cut you off. You will never, I'll never talk to you again. So I can't in my right mind.
Right.
I don't think people in their right minds can do it because you have to put yourself in. They wanted me for a reality show. They were in the talking stages that never happened about cougars. I said, okay, well, the definition of cougar is you run around and do things with young men. In order to prove what a cougar I am, I'd have to show that on TV. And I'm not willing to do that to embarrass myself, my family. My ex-husband would have had a fit because I'm the mother of his daughter. It would have been just a mess. And people who are willing to put themselves in that kind of position.
I'd be terrible because I wouldn't play by the rules.
No. Yeah.
When I watch The Bachelorette and how the girls handle all the guys and kiss all these guys and yet you have to. I mean, I'd be able to sit there and be like, maybe this one done. Yeah. You know, like I couldn't entertain it throughout the season.
When they pull back and show you the camera crews, the lighting crews, while these two people are having an intimate moment, that is creepy.
Yeah.
The makeout session?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't like that.
It's almost like it almost feels like an adult film at times.
It is.
I don't like that.
I'd have to shave so much too. Like bathe and shave.
Yeah, you gotta be
you
like
know?
Clean.
Because you always have to have like your legs. Yeah.
You gotta be clean.
And you gotta be bikini ready at all times.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of work.
I remember one season where the women were all
issue,
fighting.
Kelly?
I don't remember the what?
It's an issue.
Yeah, that's horrible. I remember one season where the girls all started, and by the end of the season, you know, you pack what you have, and the girls gained a lot of weight. Do you remember that season?
Yeah.
And they were all laying by the pool, spilling out of their bikinis. Yeah. There's nothing they could do about it at this point.
Because they're drinking.
All you do is drink and eat.
They're drinking and eating.
That's all they could do. Yeah. I felt so bad for them because they were all like little hard bodies signing up for Bachelorette or Bachelor. And by the end, they were like flopping over in the pool. It was awful. I felt so bad for them.
Speaking of bikinis, how's your July 7th diet going, Kelly?
Well, it's not going that great, but.
Hello, I'm Alan.
So, guess what I've done?
Because July 7th is the day y'all are going to Mexico.
To motivate myself even more, I've bought a second bikini.
Two?
Hold on.
I'm such a masochist.
Why a second bikini?
Because.
Just to have it?
Because motivation.
What about the one pieces I was going to help you with?
I know. I told her. I love the one
there
pieces.
There are so many sexy
trendy
one pieces.
I have a one piece.
One pieces can look slutty. And the two
pieces. Yeah, the Borat one.
I like it. And it's, you know, I don't know why. I just went out and bought another one. And I bought a cute little cover up with it that you can kind of see through it so you can tell I'm wearing a bikini.
Uh-huh.
So that's the
perfect
whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. You can see there you're bold enough to wear the bikini, but you're all covered up. So
you can just over-accessorize as well, you know?
Yeah, I'm not a big... girls that accessorize with the pool fascinate me. The high heels and bangles and stuff.
You can't wear a high heel
at the
with
pool.
A bathing suit.
At the beach, no.
They do?
No,
they do.
You can't.
In
you
Vegas,
can get,
they do. I can't do
you
it either.
You can get away with a wedge. You cannot do a high heel. Unless you're...
Wedges are fine.
I'm wearing flip-flops.
No, I'm just saying.
Because nothing sexier than a girl in a bikini and flip-flops.
You accessorize enough, it distracts.
Yeah. If you can't tone it, tan it. Go get a spray tan.
Yeah, spray tan.
There's nothing quite as exciting.
Body chains.
You know how some girls look so cute on the beach? They just have the tousled sand in the hair, cute little cap and stuff. I'm the opposite of that. I'm very, very white. And I'm just being realistic. It's not. I can bring pictures to prove it if you really want to see. But my hair is red, so when it's slicked back on my head, it's like this big red fiery. Just this, this blood-tipped Q-tip is what I look like. Because I'm so white. Ew. And then you got this flaming red head.
Yeah.
And
it's just not a good look on the beach.
Is this the Match.com profile?
Is that a Cheeto in a bikini?
Man!
It's not a good look. And I'm just not a good beach person. So I'm really scared for the future of my relationship, honestly.
I mean, how much are y'all going to be out in the sun?
And that's what
he's not
going to
dump you over a bikini. He's seen you in less than, right?
No. But you have to ask yourself in the big scheme of things, how many times are you really going to be on the beach with someone?
Right.
Not that much.
Well, you don't live by the beach.
That's right.
Right.
So, I mean, if we can just get past this little bump in our relationship, I think we'll be good.
Does he love the beach?
I'm sure he does. He tans beautifully. Unlike myself.
Yeah. Wow.
Kelly, we can get you there.
There's this new shade at the spray tan called like Catalina something.
I'm gonna get a fake
tan. Brown.
Catalina wine mixer?
Yeah, and yeah. It's a delicious color.
Hmm. Well, Kelly's going to come see my spray tan lady. She's awesome.
Yeah, I need to do
before
that.
The trip?
She can do redheads really well.
It is.
You know?
It's not one color fits all.
No, it's not. Redheads have to have a special color.
Is it like 99.95?
Because the one I've been doing lately is more purple. They say it's more purple. I don't know what that means. Instead of orange, you know?
Sure. Being a girl
it's crazy.
Sounds
it
so hard.
JC, it's a beat down.
Like, guys, we just have to shave our nipples to go to the beach.
We do?
Right? Well, if you don't want it to be like, you know, like you got the puffy hair on there.
I've been missing that all these times.
Yeah, you
God,
should do
I
that.
Just gave you your man card. I want it back.
Yeah.
So you look right. That's all I'm saying. All right, it's time to play Quick and Easy Cash. Caroline will be back with your Bachelorette recap next week.
Yes.
It's back. Full on.
Yep.
And we still have our boy in it.
Who's our boy?
James Taylor, still hanging in there.
Still in there, and the villain. But right now, you can win up to $1,000 if you answer some pop culture questions and questions about the show. There might be some questions about The Bachelorette, because that's pop culture. Could win you $100 per question. 800-KID-LIVE is our phone number.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We will take caller number, Caroline.
15.
And 16, because we get two players. How
there
about that? We'll play next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We still have the text coming in, Kelly, about the licking situation.
Yes.
Kelly licked a baby at
church.
At church when she was a teenager or preteen.
I would call myself a preteen, perhaps right on the cusp of teenhood.
Uh-huh. And this was because during Does That Make Me Crazy, a lady called in and said she licked the back of her baby's head.
Yeah.
Because she just felt like it.
Yeah.
And stopped doing it when the baby started talking because she didn't want the baby to go to school and say, my mom licked me last night.
Cool,
We got this text that says, my son, who is 13, loves to lick me. He even cried last week when I said, no, you can't lick me.
Yeah, Emma Kelly tries to lick me all the time. She knows it grosses me out.
Why do they do that?
Oh,
it's so
funny.
Weird.
Hmm.
And all you LeBron James haters.
Who?
There's LeBron James haters out there. Be happy that he won last night.
Why?
Because the Cavaliers won in Golden State, which means you get a free taco from Taco Bell.
What? Oh, yeah. That's right.
Not just a taco, Doritos Locos taco.
They got this thing going. If the away team wins,
you get a taco.
You get a free taco.
Steal a game, steal a taco.
Yeah.
You can get your taco next Tuesday.
Get your taco.
Yeah,
you
free.
Just roll up and say, I want my taco?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Basically like that. They did it before with the World Series. Like, I think it was like if they stole a base, you would get a free taco.
Hmm.
But Doritos Locos taco, I mean, that's like
that's
basically.
That's your go-to, right?
That's my go-to once a week. And I got a close one now by my house.
Yeah, you do.
I'm about to try it at Taco Bell.
It's good.
You never had it?
I think I've had it, but it's been a long, long, long time.
Yeah.
I don't do fast food like I used to.
I don't either.
That's the one fast food I
that's
do
my weakness.
Or would do, yeah.
If I drive by it, I have to go stop, at least get a burrito. At least.
Yeah, I can't either. Like, Al, I can't tell you the last time I went to a Taco Bell. I used to go pretty regularly. I just don't do the fast food thing as much.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing wrong with it.
I used to live next door to a Jack in the Box. Yeah. So that was my go-to. And then I moved, you know, I just don't.
Well, maybe you can go get your free taco next Tuesday since it's free and you can try it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You know you can get it delivered?
Yeah.
Do you know how weird that sounds to get fast food like that, drive-through food delivered?
I feel like I need to drive to go get my fast food. If I'm going to get it, I need to drive.
Right.
It's part of the experience.
Yeah, it's part of the experience. Then I just feel shame.
Total shame.
Let's play this game and give away this Monday.
All right, Big Al Mac. Let's meet our first contestant. We have one on deck, just in case our first one doesn't answer all 10 correctly. But right now, it's all about you, Tanya Watson. Watson.
Hey, Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
Hey, hi, everybody.
Hi.
How you doing, babe?
Are you at the office already?
I am.
Okay, good.
Oh, okay. What kind of work do you do, Tanya?
I am an office manager.
If one of your employees was on the phone right now playing a radio contest, you would probably be pretty upset with that person.
No, not at all.
See, Tanya's cool.
All right, you're a cool boss.
Yeah, you're a cool boss.
All right. As long as at the end of the day everything's done, I'm good.
Okay.
In fact, since you're the boss, you could technically be as loud as you want while you're playing your radio contest.
Well, I'm not the boss. There's a bigger boss than me. He just ain't here yet.
Now, of course he's not there yet.
Okay. Well,
they never show
maybe
up
he's
on
listening.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
All right, Tanya, here's how the game works. Kelly Raspberry's got 10 questions. They are about the show or pop culture. You answer a question correctly, you get $100. You answer all 10 correctly, you get $1,000.
Okay.
You have 5 seconds to answer each question after Kelly finishes. If you don't complete your 10 questions, somebody could come in and steal the remaining questions.
That's very important.
I'm nervous. Okay.
Don't
very
be nervous.
You can do it. You can do it.
You got this.
Some of them are really easy. I mean, blatantly easy. And some of them you have to think just a minute. You'll get it.
And if you were listening to the show yesterday, you already know the first question you're going to get.
I don't remember it.
Well, it's maybe it'll come back to you.
Answer. Okay, here we go. Question number one. The delicious-sounding first name of Taraji P. Henson's... Let me start that over because I messed up her name.
I already know.
Okay, what's your character's name on Empire?
Cookie.
There you go.
Yeah. Good job.
Cookie. I even screwed up the question and you got it right.
That was the cutest cookie-sounding answer ever.
Go.
Which cast member constantly brags that he went to high school with an American Idol runner-up?
JC.
Yes. That was Adam Lambert.
Yeah. Have I told you guys that?
Yes, you did.
It's pretty cool.
You have $200. Question three.
He was helpful.
Amy Schumer starred in what romantic comedy with LeBron James in 2015?
Trainwreck.
That's right. You have $200. What's the name of our charity that takes chronically and terminally ill children to Disney World each year?
Kids.
That's right.
Or for my people, Niños, Niños.
Niños, Niños. Complete this lyric. Watch me whip.
Watch me, Nene.
That's right. You have $500.
Go, girl.
Who on our show has the most tattoos?
Jenna.
Unfortunately, that's not the correct answer.
I'm so glad to think someone thinks that.
Jenna,
but you know what? You had a quick and easy $500.
There you go, Tanya.
I'll take it.
All right, girl.
What are you
going to do with $500?
I don't know. Go shopping.
Yeah. There you go. There
Sounds
you go.
Good to
Blow
me.
Blow it.
Sounds good to me. All right, hold on. We'll get you all set up. Okay, Tanya?
Okay, thanks.
Wonderful talking to you. All right, there goes Tanya. She won $500.
And now we're going to give somebody else a chance to win the second $500 on the table.
Guess what, Rachel Luna?
Oh, my gosh. Hi, guys.
Hey. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing awesome. I've listened to y'all for 15 years. I've never got anything more than a busy signal.
Well, I'm glad you got in. Lucky for you, Tanya got the last question wrong, which means you have a shot to win $500 yourself because there's five questions left.
Okay, you ready?
Here we go.
All right, this is the question that tripped up our last player. Who on our show has the most tattoos?
JC?
That's correct. $100.
Woo!
What company is known for making iPhone and Mac computers?
Apple?
That's right, $200. Told you some of them are really easy.
Uh-huh.
Who on our show has the least amount of hair on his or her head?
Big Al.
That's right, $300.
Thanks. Nice to be thought of.
Yeah, Al's bald. Yeah.
What actor was the voice of Shrek and also played Austin Powers?
Oh, my gosh. What is his name?
You see it.
2 seconds.
You see his face.
I don't remember.
Time is up.
That's okay. You got a quick and easy $300.
Yeah, there you go.
Yay, cool.
What are you going to do with $300, Rachel?
Well, Father's Day's coming up. I was thinking about getting my husband a present.
There you go.
That's a nice present.
A great present.
Yeah.
Did you sign up for the chance to go to Pasadena to go to the fantasy football convention?
Yes, I have.
Okay, good, good. Look at you.
Covering all of her bases.
KidNation.com.
So you've been listening to the show for 15 years, huh?
Yes, I have. Since I was, 14. Well, I'm just going to age myself here, but 14. And I would make my mom call because she'd be driving me to school.
Oh.
And it was always busy. And she's like, we'll try tomorrow. We'll try tomorrow. And here I am, 29.
Your mom was a mad mom in a minivan. So
yeah.
Yes. She always wanted to play that game. Darn. Oh, well. I'm so excited to tell her I got through. You guys are so much fun. I just love you.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you so much, Rachel. Baby. Thank you very much for listening for 15 years.
Yeah.
$300.
That's all. Baby girl, back.
How much is that an hour, Al? $300 for 15 years.
Four hour show
here.
4 hours, 365 days in a year.
It's about minimum wage.
Yeah.
Or not.
Cool.
All right, Rachel, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you finally got through it and get that busy signal. I found out my mom, when I used to ask her to call radio shows, would call her own phone so that it would be busy so that she wouldn't get on the phone, on the radio, because she was nervous.
That's not nice.
Right? She would call her own phone and it would be busy.
She just tell you no. She loves you so much. She couldn't tell you no. At least make it look like she's trying.
My mom's too nice. We'll play Quick and Easy Cash again tomorrow, same time. You already know the first question if you're listening right now, so make sure you're listening. Dial in, and then you already got $100 because you can look up the answer right now.
Word.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to Tanya, who won $500 with Quick and Easy Cash.
Hey, Tanya.
And then Rachel came in and won $300.
Hey, Rachel.
Well done. Rachel was has been listening for 15 years, and so she finally got paid.
Yeah.
For all those years.
We think, you know, if you spend that much time listening, we owe you.
Six cents a day.
A lot of people from Kid Nation have been sending in, like, how much she was getting paid per hour of listening.
Yeah.
What's going on over there, Al?
I don't know.
Your computer's going crazy?
Yeah.
He just never knows. Sound just comes from his laptop every day, and he's like, I don't know.
You know what's weird?
Every day.
Al comes in here in the morning, and he blares his music, but he's wearing his headphones, and it's always, like, some random country songs in his head. You listen to country super loud
and then
in your
ears. Wonder why, like, the volume on your computer's on.
Yeah. Yeah, because you do that. But anyways, according to a few members of Kid Nation, $300 for 15 years is about 2 cents per hour, give or take a couple.
It's good money.
Give or take a couple.
Good gig.
We've gotten a couple of different answers, but I've seen this one more than not.
What other show pays you by the hour to listen?
We do.
Huh.
In fact, we're getting paid by the hour. We bring in part-time Justin.
Right. Yes. 2 cents an hour. That's
we paying you enough to eat?
That's my start
rate. Do you eat regular meals?
Uh-huh, yes. I eat regular meals just like regular people. Good. I'm so excited you brought Wheezy in. Look at this cute little puppy. Oh, my goodness. This is like this little black beady-eyed little cute thing showing her teeth and her tongue.
Look at that, Justin. Like, why is he talking to me like
that? Wheezy's sitting next to me. She's actually been very quiet for a pug. She looks sedated right now.
She does. So cute. She's not feeling well. I brought you in, Justin, because you have some great information for parents out there.
Oh, yes. Okay, listen here, fam. All right.
All right, fam.
While you're driving in this car, you need to be thinking about going and watching the movie Finding Dory.
You went last night.
Swimming. I went.
Just keep swimming.
What do we do? This movie was so excited.
Now, you saw Finding Nemo. Yeah.
I saw Finding Nemo. That's part of my childhood. That like went all the way back to like 2005, 2006. Like, it's just so colorful and beautiful, and it makes you happy. And Finding Dory was not a disappointment at all. And it took Ellen DeGeneres like forever to get them to get Pixar to start a new one,
right?
Like, a second one. It's like you can't find Nemo twice. So then they go in and they add more story and more background into the Finding Nemo and how Dory and them met and her family. And it's just.
But she forgets everything, though. So
she forgets everything. And then she slowly starts getting her memory back.
Did you take a kid to this movie, or did you just go by yourself?
No, I went with my friend.
Okay.
I went with my friend Sabrina.
That's good,
because
a guy going alone to a children's movie is very weird.
That is weird. No, me and Sabrina, me and her liked the movie, and she's going to be my roommate, so me and her went.
Finally found a roommate.
Yes, I found a roommate, so me and her we didn't get to sit by side because it was packed, so I had to go sit next to this family that I didn't know.
Is it possibly because you showed up late?
That's me, always 15 minutes late to everything. But this movie was so it was so good. It was so colorful. I went on an emotion roller coaster. I was everywhere. I was happy. I was sad. And you're just gonna love this movie. We all left feeling good about ourselves. Like,
good.
No problem.
Yeah. And we actually have a giveaway going on Kid TV right now.
We do.
Yeah.
So
we give away fish.
No, we're not giving away.
Even better, cash.
Yes. What you've got to do is watch Kid TV and you get the word of the day.
Okay.
And then you take that word and you enter it into kidnation.com/story and you get a chance to win a $100 gift card to Party City to buy yourself some good balloons, some candy, get a good stuffing bag, and then because Party City has all
bag?
That stuff.
What's a stuffing bag?
That was my favorite thing to go to at parties, all those stuffing bags.
The goodie bag.
That's what they're called.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stuffing
with the
bag.
Stuffing
bag.
Turkey stuffing bag.
It's like, yeah. I don't know if I want to look in dressed in stuffing bag. I'm not sure.
Stuffing bag. That's what it was called.
No.
And so you get that and a $50 gift card to take the family to go watch the movie.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And it hits theaters on Friday. So kidtv.com. Watch the show. We give the word of the day every single day.
Yes.
You gave the word the other day.
Yes.
So that's already been given away.
Yeah. I think. So yesterday's already done.
Yeah. Mine? Mine.
Oh, and the movie, what they do is like they take everything from that you loved in the first one. They like go back to it so you can have that old laugh. That like I remember those characters. I remember that. That was a really good time.
So it's a sequel.
Loved it. Yes, yeah. And the parents were laughing sure. their butt off so
good.
Much. The parents were like ah.
Good,
one guy choked on his popcorn. It was great.
Because parents have to go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So thankfully, there's something for us to be entertained by.
So good for the kids and the parents.
Everyone, the whole fam.
Yeah, there's a bunch of good kid movies coming out, including Finding Dory. All right, thank you, Justin.
Thank you, guys.
For that Justin. Wonderful movie review.
You're welcome. It was great. Hopefully, it made sense.
How were the parents laughing again? Shout out.
There we go.
Yeah. I think I'm going to a screening tonight.
You think so? I
mean,
you should
are.
Know. You should have it in your schedule.
Kevin Hart and The Rock.
All right.
Yeah.
Or is it called Central Intelligence?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to that bad boy tonight.
You sure?
I think so.
Wait to hear what Big Al does not have to say because he'll forget
oh,
tomorrow.
Great.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Please welcome the star of my latest Snapchat video, Elena.
I hate you so much. So much I hate you.
I started a new thing called Vuvuzela Cam because the banana cam was getting too expensive. So it's on there. Elena, you want to come in here because you have a crazy Bumble update.
Yeah, I would love to tell you guys about it, but right now my heart is racing so fast that I can't even think.
I scared her. I apologize.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I did scare you.
Kelly, that's where you met the boyfriend.
Yeah, I'm a Hello, big I'm proponent Alan. Of Bumble.
You sure are.
Yes, I am.
Well, breaking Bumble news
Uh-oh.
Is me. Here to tell you that.
Was that a sentence?
And Elena, it was no, a sentence. Elena's the reason I signed up for Bumble.
I know. I forced her. She wasn't all about it. And I was like, no, it's happening.
There
I think
is
it was
video
a commercial break.
Of me actually signing up.
Yeah, somewhere. The one time you videoed something worth videoing was that, JC. But
yeah.
You videoing me with your bananas and your.
You're so flustered right now.
Yeah.
And you're scaring and all the things that you do to me.
Yep.
Yeah. It's fun, though. It's a lot of fun. Thanks for working.
I don't feel good about it, and you need to stop.
So what's the breaking news?
Okay, I know. Sorry. Big tease.
Yeah, I want it to be a good update, so I'll get in on it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Breaking news.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Make it official here.
Yeah.
Let's make it official, people.
Breaking Bumble news.
Here's Elena with your Bumble news.
Here's Elena with your breaking Bumble news update. Elena, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
You need a delay, remember?
Oh, sorry.
Elena, are you here?
Yes.
All right, perfect.
There she is.
Okay, so you know how on Bumble, the big thing about it was that the girls had to message a guy first.
Okay.
So once you made your match, you had 24 hours to message the guy. It kind of puts the ball in the girls' court.
Yeah.
Well, now, whenever you message a guy
mm-hmm.
within your 24-hour window, they also have a 24-hour window to respond or your connection expires.
Oh.
So there's so many relationships on the line here that could just be timing out if you're not update or checking your Bumble.
24 hours to decide if you're in love.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, but everybody doesn't check their Bumbles and their,
right.
You know,
that's my problem with these apps is
yeah.
When I'm on it, like if I'm on
right.
it and looking
you're
around and swiping, I'm on
right.
it. It'll be odd hours. And then I don't check it for a week and I'm like,
yeah.
oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't see that.
I know. And honestly, this new Bumble update, as I should be the expert over here, radio talking about it and whatnot, I wasn't on Bumble for probably a solid week and a half because I've been busy moving and
uh-huh. living,
like
yeah.
living my life, all that stuff.
So you may have missed out on some great dudes.
I probably did. Really, the tragedy is they could have missed out on me.
Well, yeah, that's
yeah.
the tragedy.
They should start a show called The First 24, just for all the missed Bumble
yeah.
connections.
Missed Bumble connections.
In The First 24, Elena
you know
Davey
what?
Sent a message
just
to Jason Jones.
If you missed a Bumble, call it Fumble. I think we got something.
Bumble, Bumble.
But
Fumble.
Then what do we do with the Fumble?
Pick it up and run with it.
But it's gone.
You can't. It's gone. It's like when the ball falls, it just...
But, I mean, the good thing about it is it does send you notifications. So whenever a match is about to expire for me, Bumble will tell me a couple times, like, hey,
yeah.
hot dude on the line, better go send him a message. So it says on here, when you connect and then message a guy on Bumble, I go with my go-to line.
Which is?
Top 5 emojis that describe you.
Perfect.
I'm so clever and creative, I know. it says he has 24 hours to respond,
uh-huh.
and then it has, we sent him a reminder too. So I'm assuming that it still updates them and lets them know, like, hey, you have a match that's about to expire.
Okay.
Trey is nodding yes, so
he likes it.
He's experienced this as well. Wait, hold on. You get matches on Bumble?
Of course he does. He's Trey. Trey, turn on your mic.
ever since I put Kelly Raspberry as my profile picture.
Oh, my gosh.
Of the one where she's licking your face?
Yeah, do you think that helps? Do you think it helps or hurts?
I told you to do that. I told you to do that.
But does it help or hurt, do you think?
It helps.
So you're using not a celebrity.
Wait,
that's right.
It doesn't really matter what Trey's doing because he's not going to follow through anyway.
That's
true. He got some hot girl. I gave his phone number out on the radio like a year ago, whatever it was. And he got bombarded, but this one chick, hottie too.
Oh, Arkansas?
Kept texting him, and he wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, Trey.
Nah.
It's a long drive.
And did you guys miss what he said? It's Kelly Raspberry licking Trey.
Yeah. Here's the thing. What guys don't realize is you're associated with the girl you're with. There was this one guy that I was talking to that I wasn't all that interested in, and then something came up about exes, which probably isn't an appropriate topic to discuss anyways, but he showed me pictures of his exes and they were all babes, and I was like, hold on, your pull game pretty strong, so like I could maybe date you and feel okay about it. If Kelly Raspberry is licking your face, then that means somebody else that's hot is gonna be like, well, she's licking his face, I might want to lick his face too.
More importantly, we learned that Kelly Raspberry licks baby faces and Trey faces.
Yeah,
so I don't think that one was out of love, though.
First profile picture with a celebrity is a turnoff for me. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not good enough to stand alone. Yeah. I have to put a celebrity in my profile picture.
What did Trey taste like when you licked him, Kelly?
I don't remember. It was my birthday.
She licked me, too.
You have to stand alone in your profile picture.
I went with the Bumble Tinder expert's advice from Elena.
I think... I actually might put Kelly Raspberry licking my face as my profile picture, too, on Bumble. I don't know why I haven't
that
already.
That got to be a thing for a minute.
Right.
Yeah, we should all get Kelly to lick our face and boast it.
Are you sanitizing that. Your tongue?
No. I don't think I want to do that anymore.
When do you want to do it, today or tomorrow?
I said I don't want to do it anymore.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.